Let's start this part of our convention. We'll start with hymn number 23 from the International hymn book. And it's number 71 in the English American hymn book. Let's stand up. One more time, we'll come to our Heavenly Father to ask the blessing on this part. Our Father who lives in heaven, your name be hallowed. We thank you for allowing us to gather together to bring you glory. We come to you through our Lord, your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you that you allowed us to gather here to enjoy the blessings you give us. We thank you for the understanding of the times and what's going on around. Thank you that you allowed us to look into your holy plan. And now we all ask for your blessing on this evening service, as we gather together to prove our faith, to bring you, to sing you hymns of glory and to bring you honor. And we ask you, dear Father, not just for us, but for all your children around the world, to encourage us. We ask your blessing on those who are suffering. We ask forgiveness for our shortcomings, and when we fall, please help us to rise. We ask your dear Father for your kingdom, to bring it as soon as possible on the earth as it is in heaven. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Apostle Paul was saying in Philippians chapter 4, do not worry about anything. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. And there's an old hymn according to following this thought, that we have to bring all our troubles to our God. And we're struggling because we did not go to Him.
Apostolul Petru ne îndeamnă.
Apostle Peter is encouraging us to cast all our anxiety on him because he cares for you. And this is how our next hymn is encouraging us. When the trouble takes over and dark clouds are covering you, and when heavy tears are on your face, and when you come back from a fight hurt, and when you lost your hope, tell it to Jesus, and he will take care of you. Tell Jesus he cares about you. Put everything that saddens you in his hands.
Lasă-n mâna Lui tot
să crezi de plin, El din cer te ascultă.
And be fully convinced that He from heaven is listening to you. That's why Jesus is saying about worry. For this reason, I say to you, do not be worried about your life as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? About this worry, about this care providential that God manifests to us, our second hymn is talking. For us, it's a big mystery. What will be in the future? Maybe it's a sunny day, maybe it's a cloudy day. But I know that the worry I will have to leave behind, God and the mercy will last forever. What will be? It's a big mystery. I may be poor. I may not have food or not have what to wear. For flowers and birds, God is a good Father. And I want, through any waves, my ego to suppress. I don't know what will be my tomorrow, but I know that God is taking care of me and you, because me and you are His children.
Taină mare, ce va fi în viitor? Poate e o zi cu soare, poate e o zi cu nori, însă și
Amen.
I can't know what will be tomorrow, but I know that God is taking care of me too, because I am His son too. David is talking in a wonderful way about God's protection in Psalm 34. I sought the Lord, and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to Him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him, and He delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in Him. Amen. May Lord help us to trust in Him in anything that comes, just as the writer says in the next hymn. I trust in Him. Whatever may come in any day, our Heavenly Father will guide me. I trust in Him even when I don't understand. I choose His will at all times, because just like this, in His glory, our Heavenly Father will guide me. And I trust in Him. He knows my future up on the mountain in the depths of the earth, hit by the waves, or on the shore, my Heavenly Father will guide me. Get to the shore. My Heavenly Father will guide me. How beautiful Isaiah is saying. But now, this is what the Lord says, He who created you, Jacob, and He who formed you, Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Apostle Paul in Hebrews is saying, so do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to preserve so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised. For in just a little while, He who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith, and I take no pleasure in the one who shrinks back. May God help us. May our Lord help us to keep our faith in God and be always and follow His will always, just as the following hymn is encouraging us to do. Teach me, O Lord, to do your will at all times, so I can't live a different way, even if my body would die. Because your will is everything that's good, and today, and tomorrow, and forever. Help me to be submit to it. Help me to be according to your will. You have, through your Holy Spirit, various ways to teach me on this earth your will and your footsteps. This is my prayer to you, which I bring to you at all times and in any environment. I
umple de plin pentru tine, amin.
I lift up my eyes to the mountain. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot to slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Amen. I thank our Lord and those who are next to me to help me in preparation of this service. I thank you, dear brethren and sisters, for listening to us. I wish that the Lord may bless you, and may you have a nice and peaceful evening. We thank our God. We thank our brethren from Romania that they prepared this part with hymns, with the Word of God for our hearts, and we could praise the God in this way. It is a blessing that through hymns we praise our Lord, and at the same time we are building up our character, our soul. I want to say that the brethren during the Ceausescu times, it was really hard to get to Romania. And
możemy cieszyć się społecznością z nimi, enjoy the fellowship with them. Probably the young generation does not remember Ceausescu that shed a lot of blood for that nation. But God is giving us the privilege to share this fellowship. Just notice how it's amazing. In each country, brethren, brothers and sisters worship God as they know. And we share hymn or psalm, and all those details are for common glory. Only because 2 years ago we did not have an international convention, we had to fellowship via distance, via Zoom. Now we can truly appreciate what is face-to-face fellowship, that we can see each other, that we can shake hands, give a hug, and from time to time even polish character if we are different in different aspects. And in this fellowship, there is nothing that will substitute such face-to-face fellowship. So this time when God gives us the privilege that we can have such a privilege to see each other, let us enjoy every moment in the 3 days of convention. Let us enjoy each other, because we don't know what will be the next privilege, if there will be such in the near future, or things may change and we might be confined to our homes. So let us enjoy and take advantage of this fellowship and appreciate the value of this direct face-to-face fellowship that we have. When we see brothers and sisters who believe the same way, just as we are awaiting the kingdom of God, despite the fact that we speak different languages, despite the fact that we have different cultures, it's the same Spirit that leads us, is giving us strength, and is leading us towards the kingdom of God, and leading us to be victorious. At the closing, we wanted to close with the sharing, singing together a hymn. I'm not sure we have in the international hymn called Holy, Holy, Holy. Just checking if there is one in the international hymn book. For the closing of the first day, we want to glorify our Heavenly Father, because He is the source of all that we receive. Despite the pandemic situation or war, just like clouds came and death and rain came down, despite all things that people are afraid of, we know that all is in control of our Heavenly Father, and He's just executing His plan. And it's happening only as far as He allows. Let us help in our Heavenly Father and His Son, and let's trust that He arranged things in a way, especially affairs of our own life, in a way that we can shape the new creation and that we might develop fully into the fullness of Christ. Brother Hubert, please share or lead the hymn. For closing of this day, our hearts are overwhelmed with thanksgiving. We want to give thanks to our Heavenly Father and His Son. And I think in the international hymn book, there is a hymn number 56. And in US, it's 235.
Хвальми брача кула неба, нехай кречи гос пред вам, им дівчини вснежку трзема, Бог нас чисть і спавів вам.
Naszego powszedniego daj nam dzisiaj i odpuść nam nasze winy, jak i my odpuszczamy naszym winowajcom. Nie opuszczaj nas w pokuszenie, ale nas zbaw ode złego. Amen.
Czy znane jest braterstwu wszystkim psalm 133? To byśmy jeszcze zaśpiewali. Bracie Hubert.
We would like to sing together hymn number 133.
Ja mogę poprowadzić. Psalm 133, o jako rzecz dobra.
Psalm 133.
Polskim jest 486.
In Polish, hymn book is 486. 133.
I'm just a man.
nasza dzisiejsza jest zakończona. Zapraszamy jutro od godziny 10. Śniadanie, bracie Leszku.
This concludes our fellowship for tonight. We are welcome back at the hall at 10 o'clock. Breakfast starts at 7 o'clock. If you brethren have greetings, please give to the chairman.